Greetings and shalom. This is Adrian Scott. Welcome to Truth and Testimony, the broadcast. And it is time again for some more shekels for your thoughts. This one is another loaded topic. I don't shy away from the controversial stuff. Basically, I just wanted to take a few moments and kind of hit on the topic of climate change, but not necessarily the climate change that you might be thinking about. And I will explain. So I've had this conversation come up a lot of times with different people, both from sort of a religious perspective and a non-religious one, about, you know, climate change and what I think about that. And so I kind of half jokingly answer, but half seriously, that, you know, when asked, first off, there is one thing to be clarified, and that is they talk about, you know, do you believe in climate change? Well, duh, the climate changes all the time. I think the question that you're meaning to ask is, do I believe in man-made climate change that is facilitating, you know, all of these regulations and laws that are now coming down the pike in various countries around the world, cracking down on this because, you know, they think that we're destroying the planet. So man-made climate change in that sense. And so my answer that I give is, yes, I absolutely believe in man-made climate change, but not the man-made you're thinking of. So I have some real skepticisms. I can't, you know, conclusively state anything. I'm not an expert in any of these fields, but I have some doubts and I have some skepticisms when it comes to the carbon emissions and the different things that, you know, they purport that we're doing, why we need to get rid of gasoline vehicles and everyone has to go electric vehicles. That's a whole other conversation and a debate, but that we need to make these changes to, you know, protect the environment and so on and so forth. I like I said, I have some real skepticisms and I've got some doubts about that. I've seen information that really seems to contradict and refute a lot of those claims. I, more than anything, have a real issue with taking away God-given rights, any kind of rights, in favor of doing this. It's what this is turning into is a loss of freedom for the purposes of these goals. And I think that's a real dangerous and slippery slope to go down. But what do I mean about man-made climate change? Well, I refer back to the Bible, and there is part of the narrative with Noah and the ark is it mentions something, and I'm paraphrasing loosely here, but basically that at that time, the thoughts of men's hearts was evil continually, that they were nothing but wicked. And due to this wickedness, God said, well, I just need to wipe them out and start over. Noah, build a boat, right? But one of the little lines that connects to all of that, it says, is man was desperately wicked and the thoughts of his heart were nothing but evil continually and the earth was filled with violence through them. The conversation I've had with a number of people, basically, they kind of take that and sort of interpret it to be that, you know, the world, the earth was filled with all these wicked people, and that's where this violence was. It was in these wicked people performing all this violence. And I said, could there be a possible another definition of that? Could it be that the wickedness of man and the evil that they were performing at that point was causing, because it says, the earth was filled with violence through them, or through them, the earth was filled with violence. It's not saying that they were violent on the earth, it's saying the earth was filled with violence. So my contention is, this is just a thought. I'm thinking out open on a video here going up on online, but could it be, because I do believe that this is all God's creation, and I believe that as it is God's creation, everything in ways we may not be able to see, measure, or understand is connected, that all of this creation is connected. So could it be that through the wickedness and evil of man, that this actually, the earth was reacting to this? So that when it says the earth was filled with violence, we're talking about stuff like tornadoes and earthquakes and, you know, hurricanes and typhoons and all these freak storms and stuff, hailstorms, that this is the earth being filled with violence. It's not that the people were violent in the earth, but the earth itself was filled with violence because of that wickedness. Then I connect that to another passage where from Yeshua, from Jesus, when he says, as it was in the day of Noah, in the days of Noah, so will it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man, right? That they'll eat and marry, they're performing all their wickedness, doing all this evil. And that's when God said, okay, enough. And sudden destruction came upon them, right? Didn't have to be sudden because there was warning. He had Noah saying, go and warn them, but they wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't have anything to do with it. That is going to be, or actually I should say that really is some of what's happening now, that evil and wickedness is getting back to that level that it was at the time of Noah. And that as it will happen now, that sudden destruction once again will come upon those not believing and not being sober and being watchmen on the wall and keep staying in their Bible, right? The ones that don't believe any of that stuff, it's going to come upon them as sudden destruction, as it did in the days of Noah. And if that is true, would you not expect to see more violence in the earth if my other supposition is correct? And are we not seeing an increase in storms and bizarre weather patterns and, you know, people having freak weather phenomenon in areas that never traditionally had it? And things like that. I do think we see that happening. And there's a conversation to be had there as well, because some people would say, well, it's not that it's happening more often. It's just we have easier access to information. So when something happens somewhere, instantly, you know, thanks to TikTok and thanks to this and that, that information can be disseminated globally, almost in an instant, that we have better access to information. And that is true. Right, I don't deny that, but I still think that even with that, it's still happening more often and worse in different ways in different areas. So that's all hypothetical. But it's just me kind of thinking out loud to a camera here to all of you. But I just throw that out as an idea. I'm not saying that that's the way it is. Take it to the bank, right? I'm not saying that. I say, could it be? Could it be? Does that make sense? Is there any evidence to support that maybe I'm right? Right? So that's all I'd really say there, and encourage you to think about that. And while you're doing so, feel free to read those passages in the Bible, like I have my huge monstrosity of a King James. This is a big old book. But, you know, get into that word and read it for yourself. Go back to the time and the narrative about Noah and the ark, and go back to the words of Yeshua in Matthew, in multiple gospels, but Matthew is a good starting point, and look for those red letters. On that note, I don't want to belabor this too long, so I'll wrap it up there, but just encourage you to, you know, things that make you go, could I be right? Maybe. Could I be right? I will wish blessings to all of you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, our Lord. And I will just say shalom until the next video, and bye for now.